Unit 5. Page 117 to 118. Listen and enjoy.
The Ribbon. Based on the story, The Bow Catcher. By Frederick Lang. Part 1. Lucy went to the mall to buy herself a new bag. She was sad. Ron did not invite her to his birthday party. Well, why should he? She did not belong to the popular group. He probably didn't even notice that she was in his class. Suddenly she saw a sign, "Ribbons for girls' hair," it said. Around the sign, there were ribbons in different colors. Lucy looked at the ribbons. "These fancy ribbons are not for me," she thought. "They are for the popular girls, for Vivian and Emily, for example. They wear fashionable clothes. I don't. My mother chooses my clothes and, what can I say? They are not the latest fashion." "This ribbon is nice for you," a sales lady said. She was holding a big green ribbon in her hand. "Oh, no," Lucy said. "I can't wear any of these fancy ribbons."
"Why?"
"With your beautiful red hair and green eyes, you can wear anything you like, dear." Lucy took the ribbon and put it in her hair. She looked in the mirror. "You look great," the sales lady said. "Now hold your head up and believe in yourself. If you want to succeed in life, you should hold your head up. Show the world that you have self-confidence." "I'll take it," she said. "Maybe you want another one. Look at this blue, shiny one. If you're going to a party..." "I'm not going to a party," Lucy wanted to say, but she didn't. Instead, she said, "No thanks. One is enough." She paid for the ribbon and walked away. Suddenly, a big woman with two big shopping bags bumped into her and Lucy almost fell. A funny old man in a green hat smiled at her and looked at the ribbon in her hair. "A strange man," she thought. She was on her way to another store to buy a bag when she suddenly discovered that the man was following her. "Hey, kid," he shouted. Lucy was scared. She ran out of the mall and didn't stop running until she got to the Pink Cafe. "I'll hide in the cafe," she thought. But the popular group might be there. They often meet at this cafe. Am I brave enough to go in?